Greetings of peace and strength to you, dear friends. Deep gratitude for tuning in, listening, and it is a gift to have you tuning in, especially as we approach Holy Week, as we approach this deep journey on our spiritual journey together. And so I hope you will join me this week. And my aim and my goal is to offer a reflection of some sort for each day of Holy Week. And I'm starting this weekend with the gift and challenge of Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Holy Week, a time of reflection, anticipation for Christians around the world. This day commemorates Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, an event teeming with jubilation, yet laden with implications. Crowds of people, palm branches waving, a humble king riding on a donkey, a stark contrast to the expectations of a conquering hero. This is a moment of celebration, but also one of impending sacrifice. And so as we bite into understanding the depth of Palm Sunday, we delve into its cultural, historical backdrop. In this time, the act of laying down palm branches, seen as a sign of respect and victory, typically reserved for triumphant warriors and kings. However, Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem subverts these expectations. He arrives not as a warrior king, but as a Prince of Peace. And this event doesn't stand alone. It's deeply rooted in prophecy, in tradition. It fulfills the prophecy of Zechariah, the 9th chapter, verse 9, where a king arrives humble and riding on a donkey. This wonderful intentional choice by Jesus symbolizes, for me at least, a peace and sets the tone for the events that follow in Holy Week. The palm branches representing goodness and victory and are a symbolic and of the final victory, perhaps, of Jesus, which would be achieved over death. Yet there's also an inherent paradox. The same crowd that shouts Hosanna will, in a few days, cry, "Crucify him." This painful duality invites us, I think, to reflect on the nature of Jesus' kingship afresh once again this Holy Week, one that challenges worldly power and expectations. His journey towards the cross begins with a celebration, but is rooted in a much deeper understanding, I think, of sacrifice and salvation. And so, Palm Sunday is a tapestry woven with themes of sacrifice, generosity, devotion. It disturbs us, I think, to question our own expectations of leadership and salvation. And in the actions and reactions of this day, we find a mirror reflecting our own fickleness and faith. The journey of Jesus into Jerusalem, I see as a wonderful call to reflect on my journey, your journey, our own journey. Are we ready? Am I ready to follow a king who wears a crown of thorns instead of gold? Oh, this story, this moment in Holy Week beckons me to ponder afresh the true meaning of devotion, the nature of sacrifices we are called to make. And so as Palm Sunday approaches, it invites us, it invites me, it invites you to ponder, how do we show our devotion? Our hearts prepared to welcome Jesus, not just with shouts of joy and jubilation, but with the commitment to follow him through the challenges of Holy Week and beyond. This is a time for us, for me, for you, to consider what it means to lay down my palms, your palms, our own palms, our wills, our desires, our very selves, at the feet of the one who gave everything for us. And so in preparation for Palm Sunday, and if you are in town, and you find yourself needing a time to recharge, a time to be, a time to sing, a time to pray, a time to gather, know that we have plenty of free parking at 428 Park Avenue. And if you are unable to be here in person, you are welcome to walk the digital tightrope of hope and join us on our Facebook Live page and on our YouTube page. And so, this Palm Sunday, a simple yet profound exercise, this weekend, this Sunday, take a solitary walk. Take a walk, a personal entry into your own Jerusalem. And as I walk, and as you walk, and as we walk, let us contemplate what Palm Sunday means to us today. Reflect on the areas of our lives where we can lay down our palms in submission and devotion to God. And consider writing these reflections on a journal or sharing them in prayer. This act of personal pilgrimage can help prepare the heart for the depth and joy of the coming week. May you have a blessed weekend. May you have an edifying Palm Sunday, and may you have the holiest of holy weeks this Holy Week. And thank you for joining us on this journey. Yeah, but...